Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is seeking to rally the spirits of glum Ukrainians facing a fierce new Russian offensive, assuring them that they are not alone. Blinken says there's a false narrative surrounding Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We sometimes hear that time is on Putin's side, that Russia's bigger population, Putin's willingness to throw more Russians into a meat grinder of his own making and sink more of Russia's resources into trying to subjugate Ukraine means that Russia can't lose. In fact, Russia has been losing the battle to control Ukraine's destiny for 20 years. And Putin has it wrong. Time is on Ukraine's side.
Blinken made a surprise visit to Kyiv in Ukraine to announce U.S. support for the beleaguered nation that has been under a tense attack from Russian forces. Back in Washington, the Chinese government is accusing the U.S. of bullying as new tariffs are slapped on Chinese products.
White House officials say the tariffs will help thwart China's efforts to dominate the market for emerging technologies.
The president, this entire administration, has been concerned about unfair practices by the PRC.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He has said consistently, I'm going to stand up and push back against that.
The move prompted a rebuke from China's foreign minister. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has threatened broad 10% tariffs against all imports from rivals and allies alike.
They're eating our lunch, so they have to do it on much more than electric vehicles.
He tells supporters the U.S. is falling behind China by not betting on oil to keep powering the economy. Jennifer King, Washington.
A very good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 126 points. The NASDAQ rose 122. The S&P advanced 25. Oil up $1.10 to $78.02 a barrel. This is SRN News. Christians are nervous about artificial intelligence.
In fact, most Americans are nervous about AI, fearing that it will ultimately do more harm than good. But the latest poll released by the American Bible Society finds that believers have a heightened concern about AI and how it will be used. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, practicing Christians are more likely to say the bad results of AI will outweigh the good, and the greatest uncertainty is at the intersection of AI and faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a bill aimed at ensuring that judges order child support payments for unborn babies. Legislators can't override Kelly's veto because they adjourned their annual session on May 1st. The measure was similar to a Georgia law and bills introduced in at least five other states. Supporters in the Kansas legislature argued they were trying to make sure the costs associated with pregnancy are fully covered. This is SRN News. The U.S. government's Highway Safety Agency has opened yet another investigation into automated driving systems.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into crashes involving Waymo's self-driving systems. Waymo was once Google's self-driving vehicle unit. The government agency says on its website that it's received 22 reports of Waymo vehicles either crashing or doing something that may have violated traffic laws when the automated driving system was engaged. And it says it's opened at least four investigations of vehicles in the past month. 17 of those incidents were crashes, but no injuries were reported. All companies with self-driving or partially self-driving vehicles are required to report all crashes to the federal government. Donna Water, Washington.
In addition to the crashes, there were also five other reports of possible traffic law violations. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.